Phil Hendry.
Good evening, the Phil Hendry Show, and philhendryshow.com, and to the future we go, holding hand in hand the contents of the Phil Hendry Show. Anyway, a reminder, our show, of course, tonight, very nice to see you guys. We're on till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Tonight and Monday night will be the final nights that we have our day part, if you will, the starting time being the 10 p on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, because as of Tuesday, we go to 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. As of Tuesday, the 25th, we begin at 7 p.m. And I know that doesn't disturb anybody around here, huh?
Man, I tell you, that's going to be real good for me, you know, if I don't want to sleep in.
Yeah, I don't see any downside to that other than the fact that coming home at night a little bit earlier, I think there are more... The alcoholics, the drunks, you know.
Yeah, well, they're going to be on the road later.
No, they're not. That's just it. When I'm driving home at night, the roads are relatively clear around 1 a.m. It's at 10 p.m. that you see the alcoholic, you know.
The alcoholic, not just someone that's drunk.
Well, anyone that drinks and drives is an alcoholic.
Wait a minute.
No, no. I've done a very careful study. Anyone that drinks and drives is an alcoholic. You understand? So that I've done a very careful study of this.
All right, Margaret. I'm not in any mood to get into an argument with you right off the bat. I would take exception to that.
Well, so you, but you don't want to argue with me?
No.
Then why are you giving me a hard time?
Well, you have a right to make an opinion.
And why are you giving me a hard time? Boy, all I said was, if you drink and drive, you're an alcoholic, and now the three of you are ganging up on me, and there isn't another man in sight, and it's a blind alley.
Huh?
It almost makes it sound like we're trying to touch you in an illegal manner.
That is, in a figurative sense, what I'm... That's how it's feeling to me. I almost feel figurative, invisible hands on me.
Boy, that... I don't know whether that's a mental illness.
Oh, stop, Phil. I'm making a very good point, and you have figuratively touched me in a private area.
No, I have not, and neither has anybody else. I disagree with that, though. I will tell you this. If you get tickets for it... In other words, if you run afoul of the law and you have DUIs, I think you've got a drinking problem. I agree with that. But just the mere fact that you're on the highway and you have taken a drink.
I didn't. I said driving drunk.
Driving drunk, you may have a point.
Oh, well, hey. Woo! Finally given me one.
Well, I didn't. I misunderstood.
We talk about driving drunk. Everybody does.
No, not everybody does. Driving drunk, and I'm glad we're talking about this, because there is a story in the news. Get a load of this story. This is from Lake Powell, Utah, and there are three people, effectively there's three people dead. Two people are missing. One woman has been pronounced dead. There are two missing people, several injured, and essentially what it was a boat out on Lake Powell, Utah, and it was traveling along. At about 10 o'clock at night, so this was last night, according to the authorities that were on scene, the driver of the powerboat that was with these adults got his attention distracted for a moment away from what was in front of him. They say he was distracted by one of the kids moving through the boat. When he turned back, there was a houseboat in front of him. And he tried to avoid the houseboat, and according to, again, the authority that was interviewed, it glanced off the houseboat. And that glancing off of a houseboat results in one dead, two missing, several injured.
So you're drawing, do you think he was going too fast?
I don't know how you hit a houseboat and wind up with three dead unless you are moving pretty good. But I don't want to say, so... And I don't want to say if anybody was drinking.
But that's essentially what we're saying on account of you were saying about drinking and everything.
Well.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, Mr. Henry.
That's right. You know, I don't usually want to gang up on you, but now that the majority seems to have the right opinion.
Yeah, Margaret. That's right.
Well, they do.
All right. Well, all right. So I apologize then. I don't mean to make any reference to drinking or anything else until all the facts are in. But I'll tell you this. Let's forget about that. This is the time of year. Everybody's in their boat. And especially here in California, everybody goes out to the river. If you're in the L.A. area, one of the big boating areas is to go out to the Colorado River. Some people go up north to some of the lakes up north. They're desert lakes. There's a lot of heat this time of year. There's an awful lot of drinking. There's a lot of swimming. There's people that are trying to cool off, and one way you cool off is with a nice cold beer, and that ain't bad. It's when you get behind the wheel of, you know, your multi-engine V-bottom, you know, I don't know what, man, some kind of supersonic jet on the water. And the next thing you know, you've got Charlie there with his T-shirt or his underwear tied around his head. He has the tattoo of either a Wolverine or his favorite character from a video game on one arm. On the other arm, a tattoo of five or six ex-girlfriends. His current wife with the fake breasts and, you know, maybe a little bit of a butt lift in the back. She's holding onto a cocktail in the multicolored tumbler.
All right, Phil, what, get to the point, will you?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm saying these are the people you're going to see out there. You know.
Got a lot of waters there. That's pretty funny. Yeah, well, God, that keeps the sweat out.
It really, tying your underwear? I'm talking about these guys that are hammered, man. Tying his underwear, whatever he's got tied around his head. Who knows? His wife's underwear. You know, and then that same guy, he's got the kids in the boat with him. I mean, it's a disaster waiting to happen. So my philosophy is I avoid those places, and I go to nice, quiet mountain lakes where I can meditate and talk with the gnomes and the elves, and no one bothers me. And we go out in a rowboat, and we read poetry, and we wear straw hats, and we fish with a bamboo pole and a little, you know, and a little tiny fish. No big game fish, just little tiny fish pop out like in a cartoon. And
yeah, what else is popping out? What else is popping out?
Well, you walked right into that. You teed it up. He hit it out.
Yeah, okay. In other news, here on a world-famous Phil Henry show, so we gave you the show news, and that's just part of the show news, which is on Tuesday night. We begin at 7 o'clock, so brand-new day part, if you will, or brand-new start time, or brand-new show time for the Phil Henry show, 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. The other news that we have for you is we're going to be starting out with Comedy Gold on radio. We're going to have Comedy Gold on Phil TV the second week, so we will feature the best of our Saturday night show, which was our local Los Angeles show. A lot of you have not seen it. We will have best ofs of that on videocast during the second week. And we're going to be putting together our, making the finishing touches, if you will, on our broadcast array. It's really exciting, I got to tell you, and it answers the question. So many people were saying, you're getting out of radio, you're getting out of terrestrial radio. Well, we would have, were it not for the fact that we decided, you know, we can syndicate our show as well as anybody else can, you know, ultimately. And we're going to have far more control over what we want to do with it, how we want to market it, et cetera, et cetera. So that was the decision that we made, and along with Ron Hartenbaum and all of the great people that have put Stephanie Miller on the air and Tom Hartman on the air and Mike Malloy on the air and people like that and the Sexy Liberal Tour, which is not saying that I'm a sexy liberal. It is not even saying that I'm a liberal. I am sexy. Well, to some people.
Yeah, sure.
Well, in any event, we're very, very happy to be in business with them. All right, so there's a bunch of stuff that's happening along with that boat accident. A lady fell 60 feet down a cliff. Why? Because she was texting. That's what they're saying anyway. She was texting on September the 17th. What the hell is this? September the 17th. She walked close to the edge to discard a cigarette butt. She slipped on wet grass and fell. She was in the rocks between the boulders, and she was calling for help. She was screaming in agony. And these are just these accidents that happen out on the lakes and the rock faces and the, you know, whatever, man, during the summertime. And the beaches are beginning to get crowded out here at the El Pacifico. People are, man, they were piling in today. Did you see it?
Yeah, it looked like a lot of people out there.
A lot of people out there. The lifeguards are out there. They're busy. And, you know, there's a lot of surfers out, especially where we are. There's a lot of guys with their surfboards in the morning. By the middle of the day, they kind of clear out, and then they're back in the evening. So the people who are just swimming and having fun pretty much have the place to themselves. But in that, there's a little bit of a crossover period between the time the surfers leave and they're out of there and the other people are there. And you don't want to run into one of those guys. You don't want a surfboard that'll just go sailing right through your head. You know.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean.
Through your head.
Well, if what happens is.
Yeah, you get out there and the guy's on a surfboard, that thing go right through your head. Lickety split.
Yeah, probably will. I'm just kidding about that, but you don't want to get hit by a board. You know.
I thought they had those things tied to their legs. Do those things ever drag them to the bottom or anything?
surfboard's not going to drag it to the bottom. It's going to stay afloat. They have them tied. They have a leash around their feet, around their legs, but sometimes they get loose. All right. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll give you some more details on that thing. That's kind of a sad deal on Lake Powell. Greenville, North Carolina, there was a Walmart where somebody opened up, and I don't mean a checking account. anyway, U.S. charges Eric Snowden with espionage, so he is going down for the count. He'll be in prison and before a firing squad before you can say boo. And Aaron Hernandez could face an NFL suspension without even a criminal conviction. What does it all mean? We'll be back to tell you here on the world-famous Truth Is Our Bitch, Phil Henry Show.
Truth Is Our Bitch, The Phil Henry Show.
We're going to be talking here in a few minutes on the program to Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. They have a boat, I believe, up on one of the lakes, Lake Isabella, right?
Yeah, talking about Lake Isabella, which is up there.
Yeah, Lake Isabella is up near Fresno, California. It's north of us here. There's also Bass Lake up in that general area. They're going to be talking with us. I believe that they have, if they have not already begun traveling up there.
What are you trying to say?
Why?
Well, you
I gotta get it together, Timmy.
You know, I'm gonna have to have a meeting with you guys so that when we...
Oh, here we go. Are we doing something wrong? You told us, Phil, to not pull any punches, that you wanted the show to, in your words, shine like a polished brass baboon's ass. Didn't you say that?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not. I never said anything. Shine like a what?
You said you wanted the show. Well,
talk about it later, okay?
Either you did or Frank Gray did.
Yes, either it was you or Frank.
Well, then I guess maybe it was Frank.
I thought you wanted to talk about it later.
Fine. Why did you do that, Bud?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold it in. I swear to God, Mr. Henry.
Why did you do that after I've told you guys a million times? Why?
I didn't do it.
I know you did. Why did you do it?
I swear to God, I couldn't hold it in. I swear. I would never have done it if
he was a Phil. The esophagus can be shredded by one of those if you hold it in.
Oh, get out of here. You do it again, you're fired. You're fired. You understand that?
You always threaten to fire him. You never do.
But this time I will fire you. You'll be gone for good. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Why do you tell him that his esophagus is going to be shredded?
I believe I've done a lot of reading, Phil. Dr. Wellcott is very, very clear on this.
Who? Dr. Wellcott? That quack? Isn't that the guy that Frank wound up in the hospital because that guy still believes in grafting goat glands onto people?
Dr. Wellcott has done... Don't call him a quack. That is actionable. That is actionable.
Actionable? You mean, like, maybe somebody's going to put him in prison? That kind of actionable?
No, a civil lawsuit for slander and libel. Dr. Wellcott, I can't believe you...
This Wellcott believes in goat glands.
What are those?
Goat glands?
Yeah, well, I mean, I believe in them, too, in goats.
Very good, bud. Very good.
Yeah, okay, funny one. So anyway, we'll talk to them later on about boating. They may be up in Fresno on the lake right now.
Going Bass Lake, too.
Then why did I say Lake is a...
Obviously, you misspoke.
I had information they were Lake Isabella. Bass Lake?
Yeah. Either that or Lake Isabella.
Where are they going?
They're going to go to Lake Isabella or Bass Lake.
So we don't know where they're going?
No, I do know where they're going.
Where?
Well, you're right, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, what difference does it make? Are they going to be on water?
Yeah.
Are they going to be in a boat?
Yeah.
There you go. Are they going to be going too fast and endangering the lives of people? Probably, because that's Bobby Dooley.
All right, let's just... In any event, we'll talk to them later on the program. Where are they going? Bass Lake, Lake Isabella, who knows? The U.S. has charged this guy, Eric Snowden, with espionage. Federal prosecutors have filed a criminal complaint against Eric Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor, an outside contractor that I'm sure was bonded and said, oh, yeah, you get the best from Snowden. Snowden and Associates, baby. We do it all for you. You know what? I think I'll just start leaking this stuff. Is his company in business? This guy's a contractor? Anyway, he leaked a trove of documents about top-secret surveillance programs, and the United States has asked Hong Kong to detain him on a provisional arrest warrant, according to U.S. officials.
But the Hong Kongians have a terrestrial treaty with us, or not terrestrial.
They're not called a Hong Kongian. Let's forget about what they're called. They have a what?
They have an extradition treaty.
They have an extradition treaty. The United States, well, we'll have to be careful.
I don't know. The last time the Hong Kongian has done
what is with Hong Kongian? I don't think it's Hong Kongian.
All right, Phil, that's fine. You don't have to raise your hands to the sky as if you're supplicating Allah.
It's just, you guys...
Well, what do you call a guy from Hong Kong?
It's Hong Kong, man. You call a cat from Hong Kong a Hong...
A what?
A Hong Kong guy. That's what you call him.
Yeah, that sounds real good, a Hong Kong guy. They laugh you right out of the grocery store. You try to pull that one.
Well, I don't know. Why would you pull that in a grocery store?
Never mind. Okay, so anyway, The Hong Kong government said that it's going to detain him as per our request. Snowden was charged with theft, unauthorized communication of national defense information, the willful communication of classified communications intelligence information to an unauthorized person. You understand, folks, this is all illegal. So anybody that thinks this guy's a hero, whether it's Jesse the Body, Jack Tura, or any other jive-ass, say, conservative who is against this because there's a Democrat in the White House, and if there was a Republican in the White House, they'd be, you know. So anybody that thinks the guy's a hero, just keep in mind, this is a violation of an act, a law, a federal law, which was enacted in 1917, the Espionage Act. It has been good since then. It has been tested constitutionally. It has been used to jail countless enemies of our country, our government, especially during wartime. It has been tried and true, and again, a law enacted during the First World War. And now, all of a sudden, the guy's a hero. How's that work? What kind of world is that? The complaint, which initially was sealed, was filed in the Eastern District of Virginia, a jurisdiction where Snowden's former employer, Booz Allen Hamilton, is headquartered. I heard people, the same kinds of disingenuous, I heard people talking about when this Bradley Manning, this little punk face, was doing his thing. They're saying,
I tell you, this Obama, man. Now, this guy, he's a violation.
What is it? He's a violation of what? So it looks pretty consistent to me, you know.
You're getting too political, Phil.
You know, I'm just doing it.
All right, so anyway...
Yeah, just give the facts and leave the editorial opinion for Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
No, I'm giving him the French so that we can freshen things up.
Rush Limbaugh. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a new one on me.
Yes, a lot of it is new on you, Phil. It's Rush Limbaugh, not Limbaugh. It's Limbaugh.
Limbaugh.
And this David signed off on that, right?
Yes, he did.
Recently interviewed on the Rush Limbaugh show, a representative of the federal enforcement arm said that Snowden's former employer, Booz Allen Hamilton, is headquartered in a district with a long track record of prosecuting cases with national security implications. After the Washington Post reported the charges, senior administration officials said late Friday the Justice Department was barraged with calls from lawmakers and reporters and decided to unseal the criminal complaint. A Justice Department spokeswoman declined to comment. Snowden flew to Hong Kong last month after leaving his job at an NSA facility in Hawaii after leaking all these documents and basically compromising the safety of God knows how many Americans working undercover and in intelligence around the world. Now he's sitting on his dead can in Hong Kong after he left his place there at $200,000 a year in Hawaii with a collection of highly classified documents that he acquired while working at the agency as a douchebag. The documents, some of which have been published in The Post, and Britain's Guardian newspaper, detailed some of the most secret surveillance operations undertaken by the United States and Britain in the history of the planet Earth, as well as classified legal memos and court orders underpinning the programs in the U.S., countless individuals and their locations, the names of people that could be shot right through the brain without even knowing by very, very bad people working for hostile governments because this guy, Snowden, was making 200... never mind.
What a douchebag. Why would you say all those terrible things about Eric?
Oh, it's Eric, is it? Did you hear that one?
Yeah, what all that?
Why call him Snowden? You can call him Eric.
Eric.
Yeah, it sounds like you want to have new time with him.
What's that, bud?
My nose. Oh!
You asked for that one. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. New time with him.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to be joined here by Bobby and Steve Dooley. They are, my understanding now is that they're at Bass Lake. There is still a little bit of light. Well, no, there isn't any light. They're out pretty much on a darkened lake right now, and I don't know how safe that is. I'm not going to judge anybody, but they are out there right now with the family. They have with them, I believe, Steve's brother, Bobby's brother, Randy, and we're going to be talking to them in just a moment. A reminder that Backstage Pass at our website, philhenryshow.com, that's philhenryshow.com, gives you an opportunity to enjoy our radio show, not only as a audio offering and the thousands and thousands of hours of archive material that we have there, but also as a video offering. Phil TV is a live streaming video cast of each night's show, and we save it into an archive. So if you didn't get it live, you can see it on demand the next day. All of our media is available on a multitude of devices, including your mobile devices, your iPhone, your iPad, your tablets, whatever. So we are compatible with all of those, whether it is your phone or not. You can take us with you live or on demand. So it's a beautiful thing, and our video cast is a high-quality video cast. We use a multi-camera TriCaster. It is a professional operation, baby, run by myself and my colleagues here, Mr. Dick Munn, along with Mr. Leonard and Ms. Gray.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's get out to Bass Lake, I believe, is where they are. Bobby and Steve Dooley out there this evening. And I know you guys are doing a little boating yourself. Bobby, how are you?
So, we're doing really, really well, and we're very grateful that you've taken some time to allow us to make our case for the boaters of America. And I know that there's an awful lot of people that don't look kindly on us as sportsmen, and we'd like to change that attitude if we can.
Well, I'm not necessarily indicting you. I don't think anybody would, Bobby, but there's a lot of people... obviously reading the news. Now, can I ask you a question? Are you guys out on the lake now in Steve's boat, right?
Yes. This is my husband. He's got a couple of Evan roots. Very proud of it, Steve. It's a V-bottom. And I'd like to say that I'm very proud of the fact that Steve named it after me. It's the Boobala is what we call it affectionately. Boobala 1, Boobala 2. I've got to get to the back here. Jason, honey, the boys are making some sandwiches too, and having a great time.
Now it's dark out on the. How fast is Steve going?
That's a question that you'd have to ask him. Steve, honey. How fast are we going, honey?
About the
knot. It's in. Do you know anything about the nautical? Nautical.
Do I know anything about the nautical?
You know how to speak the nautical way, is what I'm at. Steve, you know, right?
Yeah, you've got to talk nautical, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir, I know nautical.
I'm going knots.
We're going knots, all right? We're not going miles per hour. We're going knots per hour.
No, it's not knots per hour. You're knots.
Steve's been saying that all day. I'm knots. No, you're knots.
No, one thing we're not. We're not at knots. We're not at knots.
We're not at knots, very far. But I would say we're going about, I don't know, it feels like we're going 100, but I know what we're not.
Well, you can't be going 100 miles an hour. I mean, that's going to be very, very dangerous. How fast do you think you're going, Steve?
What?
How fast do you think he's going?
Well, we're going, there's nobody out here, Phil. It's at night. So what are you getting at?
I'm asking you how fast you're going. you know, I know that there's nobody out there, and I know that it's at night, but in case there are people going back and forth, because I know there are restaurants.
What?
There's restaurants out there, aren't there?
Hold on for a minute, Steve, honey. Slow it down, will you, for God's sake? Slow it down, for God's sake, Steve.
What?
All right. Phil, what we're doing probably, there goes, oh, look at that, there goes Jack Dugan. Hi, Jack. Hi, Jack, honey. There's Jack Dugan is out here. Clem Navis and his wife are here. Good to see them. And there's a lot of people. How fast are we going, honey?
Mr. Adler, we were going knots per hour.
I know you were doing knots per hour. I understand that.
That's the way that you got to say it.
Sir, I understand that. My father was a sailor.
Well, that's slightly different from what we have. I'm sure you're a sailor, but...
Our boat has an engine in it, Phil, okay? An engine in it, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's not a little sailboat or anything. What are you doing?
I want to turn it on. No, I want to turn the boat around and make it go the other way now.
Steve's turning it around. We're going to go back to the cabin now.
Okay. You still haven't told me how fast you were going.
You want to know how fast I was going? Watch this one. Yeah! Woo! Look at, turn it.
Look at this. Oh, it's so beautiful tonight, Phil. It's the moon and everything.
See, I'm very, very worried, you know. I'm very, very worried that you guys are... Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you fine, Phil. I just opened it up so your listeners can hear the kind of thing that what I do. That boat, it's got guts. It's got guts to burn.
We like the boobala if God gets to burn, Phil.
All right, but you understand that the reason why we're talking with you tonight is because of safety issues.
We totally understand. So I'm the mother of three boys, so I don't need to be reminded of how very, very important it is to have the safety of the boat, you know?
Yeah, we're very safe about it.
All right, to that end, how fast would you say you were going, Steve?
Oh, we all got talked about maybe plank like knots. Or something like that.
20 knots?
No, I didn't say 20. I don't look at it as knots, even though that's... There is no boats.
Okay, Steve, it sounded to me like you were going at excessive rate of speed.
So, I don't think you're qualified to judge that.
Here, let me do it. I'll do it.
I do it, Steve.
On the boat. On the boat, I do it. I'm the man, and we're on the boat.
All right, you're right, honey.
Mr. Henry, I don't think it's right of you to tell me that I was being... You know, I don't think it's right of you to say that.
I didn't say anything, sir. All I said was, it sounded that way. If you could tell me...
Well, I don't see any badge on you, sir, and I think that's one of the problems what we're having. If I could just say this, Mr. Henry, one of the problems that we're having, I think, is that we have a lot of people are sticking their noses where the nose doesn't, you know, where the nose would never want to be if it was just making its own decisions. And,
I don't understand what that means.
I want to jump in here.
Uh-oh. Ms. Gray, my wife has said that she will not be on the radio station when you're also on it.
I will hang up if Margaret Gray is allowed on.
What a...
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Okay, Steve, so you don't think I've got the right to ask you how fast you're going? You're right, I'm not a cop, but I want to say, it sounded to me like you were going an excessive rate of speed. And to that end, I think you have to be careful.
That was not a... Here, I'll show you an excessive rate of speed. Check it out.
Oh,
I think I'm going at an excessive rate of speed now. Look at that. Yeah.
Oh, God. When Steve does this, I really feel like I'm 17 again, and I'm looking at it for the first time. And I can't stop my thighs from quivering. Steve, stop it, honey. You're making mommy all excited when you do that.
Mr. Henry, I know you think I'm going at an excessive rate of a speed, but I'm not. I'm only going about, I don't know how fast I'm going because the speedometer is broken, but there's no boats anywhere, I can assure you. And I can also tell you...
What's that?
What's what? I don't see...
What happened to the phone call?
I don't know. It went dead. All of a sudden, the line went dead. I was listening to it, and now I'll say...
I understand what happened, because I heard it, too. Do you hear that?
I heard it, but I can only hope, I can only pray that God answers my prayers this time.
Well, I don't think that's very funny, Margaret, if you want my honest opinion, because I don't know what the hell happened there. Robert, you got an idea?
I would say I don't think anything serious happened because I'm not doing the line one, but I'm not sure.
What? Nobody can understand anything you're saying because your lips, well, I don't mean to say your lips are too, ow!
Shut up now. That'll teach you. I want to get them back on the line. Call them back, please.
I'm attempting to redial now, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. We've had boat accidents, and we're talking about this, that, and something else, and we've got a lady falls off a cliff because she's texting, and I don't know what the hell else is going on, so I certainly don't need, I don't want anything going on that's anything happening on our radio program that is the result of excessive speed and people getting distracted by being on the show with us. That's the thing that bothers me. All right, 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, we're told that Bobby and Steve... Are you there, Bobby? Bobby and Steve, are you there?
No, we're here. We're fine, but the fog kicked in pretty, and we're going slow. The fog kicked in, and I took the phone, and I threw it into the lake, and I apologize to my husband, Steve, for doing that, but I got very nervous, honey.
My wife threw my phone. I've got to use her phone. And okay, so fun for her. And I'm trying to make my way through the fog now.
Well, Bobby, so you hit a fog bank, and what did you do? You threw the phone?
I hung it up and threw it. Because suddenly we've rolled into a fog bank here, and it's very slow going.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to get out of here.
No, the boys are frightened because they just saw the John Carpenter movie the other night on TV, The Fog.
Yeah, about this thing.
Come on, Mom.
No, there's not going to be any... The boys are frightened of the ghosts of sailors.
That's a good foghorn.
Well, the foghorn is supposed to tell you... Mr. Henry, could you tell us what the foghorn is for? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I hate to sound like a jackball, but what is foghorn for?
What is a foghorn for? The foghorn is to tell you that there are obstacles. Okay, there's fog and there's an obstacle. Wherever you hear that foghorn, you can be sure that there's an obstacle.
Well, I thought it was just to tell you that there's fog.
You know there's fog because you can see the fog. The foghorn is going to tell you. It sounds to me like it's getting closer, man.
Oh, it is getting a little bit, but I don't know. Oh, my God, what's this thing about?
What are they trying to pull anyway?
Well, I don't know. You think they're doing like a joke or something?
Yeah. It sounds to me like it's a joke, yeah. Did you hear that? Oh, my God, there's a... And then the thing goes dead.
Well, far be it from me to say, but I think that it is absolutely a hoax being perpetrated by that woman to give herself even more notoriety, even if it's infamy. That's how artless and talentless she is. And, oh, forget it.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to find out if the Dooleys are okay. We'll try to get them back on the line as they are negotiating what has now become a thick fog over Bass Lake in Central California. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil
what's
Henry what? Show.
Like it's a big, serious thing.
Well.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back. We have reestablished a connection with the Dooleys up on Bass Lake. What's happened, I think, is that there has been a... They ran into a bank of fog, and they voluntarily, if you will, ceased communication, stopped their communication with us. If we can get them back up on the line, bud.
Yeah.
They're out on Bass Lake right now. You still... Bobby, I'm glad that you guys are okay, but when you just summarily disconnect, we're not sure, you know?
We're very sorry, Phil, but we were in the middle of, and still are in the middle of, a very significant fog out here. You can hear the fog as it's drifting in and out. It came rolling in, and that was the part. Steve, you've seen this phenomenon on before. My husband, Steve, has seen the phenomenon on before, haven't you, Steve?
Yeah, the fog, what it'll do, Mr. Henry, is roll in like a... You ever seen it?
Have I what?
Have you ever seen a fog roll in?
Oh, yeah, many times. It just comes in like a big...
Yeah, it comes like a big fog bank, and all of a sudden I saw that, and then I heard the sound that you can hear right there, the fog horn. So we decided, I decided to go ahead and... But I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Hold on, Phil. One of my sons, Justin, what is it, dear? I just saw Sheriff Newtonberg go into the outhouse. Looks like he's going to squeeze one off. Sheriff, I'm sorry, Phil.
That's all right.
One of the boys just saw Sheriff Newtonberg tie off his boat near the, we have these floating, facilities. I don't know what you want to call them. I'm a lady. I don't want to call them...
Well, Doug, that's an outhouse.
Oh, Steve, I didn't want to use that word. The boys are here. But they are floating, facilities for, going in and relieving, your colon.
Yeah?
Well, what's so funny?
Well, I think they're called outhouses. I don't think there's anything wrong with, they're floating outhouses, right?
Yeah, they're floating outhouses. Great, they're very convenient, too, because you tell you, you know, you'll go, and then you can just open up, just let it go out into the lake.
Yeah, that part is convenient.
No, they don't let it go into the lake. No, they don't. They have to come, and they have to, retrieve that sewage, and they have to, you know, dispose of it elsewhere.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's our tax dollars, Phil. It's a lake. Why don't they just spill it into there?
Yeah, it's like a really big toilet.
My son Justin, who's our eldest, just said it's like a big toilet, isn't it? Oh, I know. You know why? No, don't say anything, Phil. On account of the environment, right?
There you go. Hey, good one.
Don't talk down to me, Phil. I understand.
Looks like the fog might be lit, Mr. Henry, you know, and we're out of beer. I gotta get on the file now. Here's the fog bag again.
Well, you have to be careful, Steve.
Yeah, I want to encourage you, Mr. Dooley, with all due caution. Please be careful. You do have fog. You have a very powerful boat there. You're negotiating your way through that fog very nicely now, but you don't want to do anything that is going to, you know, upset the situation. Oh, for God's sake, what's he doing now?
Looks like the fog is up. We're out of here. Yeah, we're out of here. This is great, Steve. Yeah. So, we're heading back to the lake house. We're going to get some beer.
Yeah, I'm out of beer.
Is the fog gone?
What?
Is the fog gone?
No, but you know what? We're out of beer. To hell with it. Now, the only thing, Steve, is where's that outhouse that Sheriff Newtonberg went into, honey? Honey, where's the outhouse?
What?
The outhouse that Sheriff Newtonberg went into. U.S.!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like, you know, I will try to reestablish contact, but it may be futile.
Oh, my God. It sounds like they ran into that outhouse.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, she was just saying to him, where's the outhouse that... What's the guy's name?
His name is Sheriff Hassadale Newtonberg.
Hassadale Newtonberg? He'd been sheriff up there, and he run a lake patrol and everything.
Hassadale Newtonberg? What the hell is... This is Bass Lake, California, right?
Yes, he's a descendant, I think, of many of the Okies that settled in the area. A lot of them were Okies who had come directly from Lithuania.
An Okie from Lithuania. Wow. Hassadir Newtonberg.
Yes. But he himself has lived there his entire... He was born and raised in the Fresno area.
Well, you know, Central California is interesting. There's all kinds of Armenians and Okies and...
And now Lithuanians.
And now Lithuanians. How you doing, bud?
I am still trying to raise him. Hello, Bubala 1. Hello, Bubala 1. This is offshore, too. Offshore.
Get out of here. What are you using?
Using my ship to shore.
Just use a cell phone, man.
Oh.
Ship to shore.
Yeah, Bobby Dooley, please. Is this her boat? Oh, sorry, wrong number.
Hey, bud, if you're calling up the boat, nobody's going to... You don't have to ask for her. She's probably going to be, you know...
Well, you know, as much as I think Bobby is a disgrace as a woman and is a walking embarrassment and most likely probably has... Oh, God, I don't know how many STDs. I shouldn't say that, but she strikes me as a woman that's probably got a regular moist locker filled with all kinds of infections.
Okay, but, you know, that's making me sick.
I hope they're okay.
I hope they're okay, too, for the sake of the kids that are with them, because I can tell you, man, that is not a funny situation. You got him?
Yeah. Bobby? Yeah, Phil, good.
Yeah?
Who's this?
It's Bobby.
Well, you okay?
Well, I thought... This one funny, man.
Bobby, you all right?
Hold on. Baby? Get the cord from... I'm sorry, Phil. I had an anchor chain around my throat. Get over me. Get over me.
Sorry.
Would you get that off of me? Get the boys in the... What do you call the back end of the boat?
The stern.
You boys go back to the stern.
Mr. Stern?
Not Howard Stern. Go. Phil, we went right through the outhouse that Sheriff Newtonberg had only recently entered and had not come out of for quite some time, so I'm assuming it was a number two. We are right now floating through the area. Is that what you call it, what we're doing, Steve?
And right now we're just, you know, we're just motoring very slowly.
Well, it feels like we're floating.
Where's the sheriff?
Well, I'm getting to that. So we're drifting through or floating or whatever. We're going really slow through the area. And,
Where's the sheriff?
I'm getting to where the sheriff is, okay?
Well, do you know?
No, we won't know till we get to where the sheriff is. Woo! Well, you guys are sick.
Yeah, we're gonna get there, Miss Henry.
Yeah, you guys do that, okay? You guys plowed right through that outhouse that the sheriff was using. You should have heard it. It scared the hell out of me.
You mean you heard it on the air?
Yeah.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like your boat, is all of a sudden Steve powers it up and then bam, right through this outhouse.
Was it bitching?
Yeah, it was real bitching. You see him anywhere, Steve?
Let me hold up, man. I think I see a way. Yeah, okay, yeah. There's a flashlight up ahead. There's a waving light. All right, Bobby, give him the Morse code for we're on our way and everything.
Okay. One, two. I don't know how to do Morse code.
Give him SOS.
I don't know how to do that neither.
Okay, we'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley trying to pull Sheriff Newtonberg out of the drink after going through an outhouse, probably at knots per hour. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Sheriff Newtonberg, if you hear me, please call this number. I don't want to put my number in the air.
Phil Henry.